Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, good evening. Okay, I'm sorry, but I'm hearing nobody. Oops. Sorry, but I'm not able to hear anything. I don't know. I can't hear anything. Oh, no. I'll try and log back in again. Okay, can anybody hear me? No.
This is my recital of Cosmic Dissonance, a poem inspired by a picture from Salvador Dali. Whispers of the universe coalesce and find themselves in the vault of consciousness that is my mind. Celestial bodies continue their violent implosions, collapsing chain reactions that fuel the void's terrible pull. Shattering any doubt, fragments of my brokenness gravitate towards my corrupted core. Swirled tears rend the fabric of my being, their remains orbiting the dull-faced facade that is my worn shell. Piece by piece, the maelstrom consolidates into the enigma that is me. The tomb of dead dreams and dark musings, the prison of words that have long lost their meaning. Merely a housing for the void that is somehow more empty than the void itself.
Can't hear anything again. Hello? Hello? Can you hear me?
Hi, Kate. Yeah, I can hear you. But I can't hear anything else.
I heard.
No.
Did you hear Robert? Did you hear Robert reading his poetry? It's home. It's
no,
home. Did you hear that?
No.
I
no.
heard that. And then it disappeared.
Oh,
oh my
Phil.
Goodness.
There.
Hi.
That's about a minute. That's about enough of the silly stuff tonight, okay? There's definitely a ghost in the machine. I got bounced
Christmas.
Off, so I had to call back in. Oh, my God, you know. Yeah, right. The Nightmare Before Christmas. You've got it straight. Oh, my word.
Wow.
What a riot. Oh,
okay. What do you mean I'm out of here? So I had to call back in and said,
oh, my goodness. Well, we're back, no?
We, well, as far as I know, we're all here. I'm not sure
yep.
where here is, but we're here.
wow.
Twilight Zone.
Yeah. Oh, my word. So did you ladies get to hear Robert's recording of his poem?
No.
I got a little bit of it. I got a little bit of it, but it just went gone again. Oh, you're
oh,
still
God.
There. Are you still God. There? I'm panicking.
Oh, it's Robert. It's Robert that descended all this on us.
Yeah.
I
yeah.
said.
Okay, I'll tell you what. I'm going to. Wow. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to do it anyway. Okay, I'm going to start back with Robert again. Sorry.
This is my recital of cosmic dissonance. A poem inspired by a picture from Salvador Dali. Whispers of the universe coalesce and find themselves in the vault of consciousness that is my mind. Celestial bodies continue their violent implosions, collapsing chain reactions that fuel the void's terrible pull. Shattering any doubt, fragments of my brokenness gravitate towards my corrupted core. Swirled tears rend the fabric of my being, their remains orbiting the dull-faced facade that is my worn shell. Piece by piece, the maelstrom consolidates into the enigma that is me. The tomb of dead dreams and dark musings, the prison of words that have long lost their meaning. Merely a housing for the void that is somehow more empty than the void itself.
Great read, Robert. Great read as well. Okay, ladies, did you hear it that time?
Oh, yes.
Oh, okay, good. Can I get you to just that comment for us, Kate?
Who would you like to comment first, me or Naomi?
You miss,
I didn't.
You miss it.
Me.
You miss it.
Okay, I can do this. Well, I thought, first of all, incredibly deep, as you would expect from Robert. But, and also, of course, we're talking about we're talking about Dali, Salvador Dali, so I mean, you can't get much deeper than him. He was incredible. But basically what we have, I think, is a man who is aware of the world around him, but also aware of the world within him. And as far as he's concerned, two of them can coincide very happily. But he also thinks that he is empty, because the void obviously is empty as well. Nature abhors a vacuum. Is that the right phrase? I think it does. Yeah, so that's basically what I got from it, that he is both inward and outward. The universe is him, and he is within the universe, which I thought was very clever. Thank you so much, Robert.
Mm-hmm. Nice comment, Kate. And Naomi, how about you?
Yeah, you know, I agree with everything Kate said, but, you know, there's, you know, a shattering any doubt, fragments of my brokenness gravitate towards my corrupted core. Ooh. You know, so his very core, the very essence of who he is being shattered, is being broken down there, is being corrupted. And, yeah, you know, he says it all. In the end, he remains merely a housing for the void that is somehow more empty than the void itself. So, yeah, great, you know, Dark Right by Robert, you know, on all the emptiness that one can feel inside. And this is, you know, the most terrifying thing to feel is feeling empty inside. So he expresses it very, very well. And yeah, amazing poem as always by amazing Dark Right as always by Robert here.
Absolutely. You know, I think that this is a wonderful write by Robert, and I think it was a great take on the prompt that he chose. When I clicked on the link, I had to refresh my memory because it's been quite a while since I saw this poem, you know. And I looked at it and I went, yeah, he did it very well. And I think that, as always, you know, Robert, you know, kind of aced it. You know, he has such a way of words and such a... He thinks a little outside the box, which I like. So wonderful job with the recording and the light. And I think, I'm so glad he shared it with us, that's for sure. So I appreciate it. And thank you, Robert. And sorry we didn't get to it last week. These are all carryovers. I have tons of what I have next. Next on my list of things to do. I have one by Martha Getta, and it's called I Got You by Martha Getta. So here we go. I have an audio.
I Got You by Martha Getta. I got you, I got you, I figured it out. Now I know what you're all about. Lies are all that I get from you. You wouldn't even know the truth. Telling lies must be easier, I see. 'Cause all you ever do is tell another lie to me. And every time that I look in your eyes, all I ever see there is just another lie. You tell me that you're on your way home, but still I spend my evenings all alone. But I always know exactly where you are, 'cause I have to come pick you up from the nearest bar. You look at me and I realize that I finally see through your disguise. Now I can see you wouldn't know the truth if it walked up and bit you. You tell me that you're on your way home, but still I spend my evenings all alone. But I always know exactly where you are, 'cause I have to come pick you up from the nearest bar. So I have had enough of all your foolishness, and I'm telling you I won't be here for the rest. You can go out and find somebody new that you can tell all your lies to.
Nice job, Martha. Thank you for sharing with us. Oh, my goodness. Okay. I didn't hear background yet. I think she was auditioning for a backup singer. Oh, my word. I don't know what that was. But anyway, a great job, Martha, and thanks for sharing with us as always. Naomi, you want to kick us off on this one?
Yeah, sounds just like my ex-husband. Yeah, I kicked him out too. I love that chorus, you know. And yeah, really, really brought back memories, this poem, you know, not the greatest because I had 3 kids at the time, but small kids too. But, you know, picking them up from the nearest bar, you know, I'd chase them down to the nearest bar and drag them home. But, I like this. As always, she has great rhyme and meter and, great lyrics. So bravo, Martha Ghetto.
Great comment, man. Great comment. And don't pay attention to the noise in my background, because that's my background. Kate, how about you? You want to comment on this?
Yes, of course. Well, I have to say I do love her exuberance. I mean, she really enjoys what she does, and I think that's wonderful. Yeah, it's great that you can just belt it out of that without even bothering at all. Just go for it. I love it. And yes, the cheating, drunken husband. Well, unfortunately, in my relationship, that was generally me getting picked up. Never mind.
You were the drunken
I had a good time. Oh, yes, I was a drunken wife. Drunken wife, yeah. No, I wasn't that bad. I was just a little bit drunk, not too much. No, I think it's lovely, and I love the chorus as well, like you said. You tell me you're on your way home, but still I spend my evenings all alone. I always know exactly where you are because I have to come and pick you up from the nearest bar. That's so damn sad. Luckily she got rid of him. She got good on you. Good on you, Martha. You get rid of the man. Kick him to the curb. So I thought it was lovely. Thank you so much for sharing.
Right to the curb. Drop kick. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I thought it was a nice write by Martha, and I thought it was very well done. And I enjoyed the piece. I enjoyed the read. So thank you, Martha, for sharing with us as a meeting. I have another SoundCloud. I have a lot of SoundClouds. They're all carried over from last week. I felt so bad. But sometimes that's all you can do. That's not it. Anyhow, the next piece I'm going to put up is by Arcana Amor. Hey, let me hit the button. First, I gotta find a button. I know I have a button.
I'm searching for a grain of comfort on beaches of pain beneath rising tides. Waltzing to symphonies of echoed abandon, from past years lost to faded romance. Memories keep flooding prisms of pain, kissed by the scars of bygone smiles. Each breath I take fears tomorrow. Your lips still haunt my empty tears. So So is this all that love has to offer? Then freeze this heart and make me numb. Hope surrenders to aching loneliness inside dreams of being held once more. Take me, I'm calling aloud to absent angels to feel some warmth between frigid sorrow from exiled emotions decreed forbidden. My love, so cruelly rejected, lies fallen, cast adrift on a distant, restless ocean that flows towards cascading falls, vanishing into a void of faraway wishes. Your voice ripples inside my thoughts. I hear your absence in screaming silence. My bare embrace searches your tender touch to share decayed kisses with a windswept ghost. I'm incomplete without your shadow that once held hands in kindred closeness. Perhaps you're waiting beyond the horizon, where we'll join together to dance the door.
Great job, Arcana. Wonderful recording. An excellent, excellent light. Kate, do you want to start us off on this one?
Yes, certainly. Oh, I did like this one a lot. I like the echo in the back, the last line on the echo. It's slight, it's delicate, and it just adds that certain frisson that I enjoy so much. His voice is wonderful, of course. But this is a sad. This is a very sad poem. Somebody who has lost love and romance has faded. And still all the memories keep flooding back. Yes, I think it's beautifully written. And I really enjoy that. And the music was wonderful as well. Just perfect for it. So it was altogether a complete joy. So thank you so much, Arcana, for sharing that with us.
Great comments, Kate. And Naomi, how about you?
Yeah, well, you know, I really enjoyed it too. You know, the music, I thought it was really kind of groovy. It made it for an exceptional experience. Me too. I liked you know, the echoing behind, you know, as if you know, it was his heart beating for that love that wasn't there anymore. That the echo of longing that that he was experiencing. So yeah, really well put together, Arcana Amour, and you know, bravo for this piece, and beautifully written.
Absolutely. I have to agree with you. Like, it's a wonderful piece. I think that, well, Arcana's work is always done. There's so many people that are so good all the time. But his rights are wonderful. This is really well done, and I like these last two stanzas. Your voice ripples inside my thought. I hear your absence in screaming silence. My bare embrace pulses your tender touch. share the great kisses represents that perhaps you're waiting beyond the horizon where we'll join together and to dance to them. This is a wonderful, wonderful piece, and I love how he tied it up there at the end. You know, and his presentation is always remarkable. So this is no exception to that rule. So thank you, Arcana, for sharing with us. As always, very much enjoyed. And, you know, great job. Absolutely. Okay, ladies, let's see what I have now. I have one by Colette. Well, by Colette. I think I have an audio for this one, too. If I do, here we go.
A Desperado Smile by Colette. Coming into the scene, awkward, goofy, out of tune and out of sync, running in with the force of a maverick, wearing that smiling mask that fools everyone and even me. See the sunset wiping that faux smile oh so slovenly. Especially when I'm in the company of myself and me, put that troll doll back on the shelf, watch the sunset all by myself, see the way the sun melts like that desperate smile as it leaks along with a lipstick of sun rays, sinking into the depth of a place where I find my own solace and space. Without the frills and the lace, just a gritty girl in a down-to-earth sweater and jeans and a wool shawl covering half of my face as strips of my loose hair whips my tawny face. No eyes to judge, no one to touch, no longer out of sync, just an inner smile, spreading a mile from the madding crowd, watching the washed-up smile sinking with the melted sun when all is said and done. And
awesome. Awesome piece, Colette, and thank you so much for sharing with us. Okay, so Naomi, you want to start this one off?
Yeah, I really, really like this, you know, this straight, and I loved it. Before I start, that's the first time I hear Colette's voice, and wow, she has an amazing reading voice, by the way. And, you know, I just love this. It's straightforward. It's, you know, no fluffy language. It's, you know, straight in your face. You understand it, you know, that she's, you know, she's getting away from all that. All that noise, all that the crowd, and just finding peace and her peace within herself, you know, away from all the madness in the world. I just love without the frills and the lace, just a gritty girl in a down to earth sweater and jeans and a wool shawl covering half my face. As stripes of my loose hair whips my tiny face, you know, and no eyes to judge, no one to touch. Yeah, and wouldn't that be awesome, you know? No one judging you, no one, just on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And just being who you want to be and living it fully. So just an amazing piece here by Colette.
Absolutely. I absolutely agree with you 100%. And Kate, how about you?
Yes, I totally agree. I think this is very beautifully done. As Naomi said, there are no, there's no bangs and whistles. It's just beautifully written and from the soul. Can you imagine what it must be like to have to try and find peace and space and quietness for yourself? I mean, what that life must have felt like to never be able to get that silence that you need to, you know, basically work things out in your head, which you can't do if everybody's screaming around you or trying to get attention or letting you down or whatever it is they feel like doing that particular day. But I love that, wearing that smiling mask that fools everyone and even me, see the sunset wiping that faux smile oh so slovenly. Yes. Yeah, she's got the measure. She's got the measure of the man. And well done for that. But yes, I thought it was very well written. Sad, as all these things about love going wrong are sad. You know, when is it going to be when everybody's going to be happy? I would like to see that sometime. But yes, I think it was beautifully done. So thank you very much for sharing with us, Cola. And I love your voice, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, I have to agree with both of you. I like Colette's work because she has both feet on the ground when she writes. She speaks, she shoots from the hip, let me put it that way. And she does. She has a wonderful reading voice, very clear, and she speaks well. When she reads your work, it just, I don't know, it just seems so effortless, and I love that for sure. It's wonderful. Couplet after couplet in this piece, and I think it was just that wonderful imagery and very, very well done. So thank you, Colette, very much for sharing this piece with us tonight. I believe that this is a carryover from Rhythm and Rhyme. Yes, for the Red Hot Chili Peppers show. So thank you so much for writing for us, and much enjoyed. Much enjoyed. Maybe I'll go now. Oh, that's fine. Naomi, Kate, can I get you to read this one next time? I can.
Yep.
Oh, dear.
Okay. Okay, thank you so much. Here we go.
Okay, by Jack Tomkovic. Word miser. I don't try to overwhelm fortresses with words anymore. Choose them sparingly with terse distaste. An old man parting with a 20 he'd had tucked away for a month. Silas Marner at the dollar store searching the discount drawer. Aunt Edna at the flea market jawboning like an Arab camel trader, come over some used spatula, cookie cutter, or Bee Gees album. Don't ask for longer poems and get off my lawn and poem. Sorry, that cracked me up at the end.
Do you want to start us off on this, Katie girl?
Is that me or me? That is me, sorry. I do apologize. This mic's not, this earphone's not working properly and everything's too quiet. Anyway, I am here again. Well, actually, it cracked me up the first time I heard it as well. It's just so funny, that last stanza. You don't expect it, do you? But yes, it was beautifully written. Word miser. So he doesn't try to impress anybody with his words anymore. He doesn't even think about it anymore. He's to the point, not saying too much, going about at the dollar store looking for good discounts. I did love Aunt Edna at the flea market jawboning like an Arab camel trader. You think she'd get the hump. Anyway. But I do love that last stanza. Don't ask for longer poems and get off my lawn. Yeah, brilliant. Very well done. I love this wry sense of humor, Jack. Thank you.
Naomi, do you want to go next?
Yeah, you know, I just love this. You know, the metaphors, you know, that he has for him being a word miser, you know, like an old man, an old Grinch there that has his money tucked away for a month. And, you know, goes to the dollar store and then he describes himself as an Aunt Edna at the flea market. And then, you know, jawboning like an Arab camel trader over some used spatula, cookie cutter, or Bee Gees album. Just amazing, you know. I laughed. I was giggling all the way through it. And, you know, it's just Jack's way of writing, and it's so amazing, so clever, and you know, just so amazing.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, I think this is another great piece by Jack. clever and relatable to so many, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You can kind of slip into certain parts of it and then, you know, keep moving on. But I think that it is pretty relatable. So I thought it was nice work, and thank you so much for sharing with us, Jack. As always. It was all fun, but I think I like those words, as always. Oh, my goodness, yes, yes, yes. Okay, so, see what I have. Okay. Kate, I'm going to ask you to read the next one for me by Kiku.
Yes,
so
of
kind.
Course.
I
no problem. Oh, I got it. One moment while I open. Oh, I like this. Because someone has to be there when it all ends, by Kiku. The archipelago of poets, a landmass divided by the prejudicial, thank you, ocean. The world is a jigsaw puzzle, but who draws the lines? Here we are, arrived on our little island. Few make boats and fewer try to build bridges. Something flies by in the sky. Is it an onlooker? We wave excitedly to them. Perhaps a simple greeting, or is it a desperate sign to be seen? We shout into the silent wind. Cite chapter 5, page 27 in this unread book. How melodic. Perhaps only the nearby birds can hear. Is a map really just made of its borders? What are we but to name this newly drawn country? Poetry. End poem.
Great read, Kate. Great read. And a wonderful piece, Kiko. Naomi, do you want to start us off?
Yeah, you know, this is just amazing. You know, it's, you know, an extended metaphor for all of us poets, you know, that are, you know, caught on, you know, a little island trying to cry out and make us ourselves heard, you know, as we, you know, we shout into the silent wind and cite chapter 5, page 27. In this unread book, how melodic. Perhaps only the nearby birds can hear. Is a map really just made of its borders? What are we but to name this newly drawn country? Poetry. You know, this is just amazing. It has a, you know, this togetherness feeling that, you know, us poets here on AP and in LNP have, I think, together, you know, we're like our own little island. And, you know, we're screaming out our poetry and hoping others will read it and be inspired by it and read others and be inspired by them. So, yeah, just an amazing, amazing write.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And Kate, how about you?
Yes. Yes, I agree. Naomi, I totally agree. There is a complete world within a click or two of your mouse. And there you are. You're in this world with thousands of people with thousands of different ideas and personalities. And it is like a jigsaw puzzle. But you start, you make a start, you write a few lines, you carry on, and you do, you shout it out, you put it out there, and you wait for what happens when someone reads it or doesn't read it, or whatever does happen. It's always exciting, it's always interesting. But it can be a lonely life for some people, because that may be all they have. And of course, we don't know, because we are at the other end of a PC typing away ourselves. So yes, I think it's very, very clever, and it does. It points to how we never know. We never know who's out there listening. We never know if anyone is listening, or reading, rather. But I think this is very, very well done, and I really enjoyed it. So thank you for sharing.
Yeah, thank you, girls. Yeah, I thought this was a wonderful piece, very well expressed. You know, there's a lot of lines near the end. I started out with, here we are, arrived on our little island, all the way down to the very last is the line. I thought her thoughts in the piece were fabulous, and I really enjoyed it very much. just great thoughts and a great poem pen. She said a lot in this. She said a whole lot in this, and I thought it was just perfect. I may as well just take the first four lines above those lines. I said, yes, the whole thing is fabulous. And I liked it. I liked where she came from her point of view. I don't know. It was just really unique and different and just incredibly well done. So thank you, Kiku. A piece I'm going to put up, I have one by Diane V, and I have an audio for that. Let's see where we go for that. Great. Yeah, absolutely, Naomi. It was a great song, page six. Okay. So here we go. Let me hit the button for that. Okay.
We are one we. We all started out as a heartbeat. We inhaled the same air at birth. That gravity that you depend on holds me to the very same earth. We do see each other as different, and different tends to incriminate. Color of our skin shouldn't matter, since death doesn't discriminate. Grief feels the same for all of us. We all die along with a loved one. Who cares who sleeps beside us? We wake with the same rising sun. You may be as young as I am old, but why should we stand divided? What you hastily seek, I've found. Now let's show the world united. Alike as much as we're different, for you bleed red the same as me. So I put my hand in yours today to show this world we are one we. End poem.
Yeah, great share, Diane. Really nice work. Naomi, do you want to start us off on this one?
Oh, yeah, this is just amazing. You know, a very powerful message that should be heard by everyone. You know, we all inhale the same air at birth. That gravity that you depend on holds me to the very same earth. And it's, you know, that's so beautifully put in those lines. Alike as much as we're different, for you bleed red the same as me. So I put my hand in yours today to show this world we are one we. Just an amazing write here by Diane. Very thought-provoking, very powerful. And like I said, a message that should be heard by all. So amazing, amazing work, Diane.
Absolutely. I totally agree with that. And Kate, how about you?
I thought you did that so beautifully. I still can't believe that in this day and age, and we are supposed to be civilized, that people still react like this to other people. I mean, good heavens. I don't understand it. If you have a cat and then your neighbor has another cat and that they're different breeds of cat, doesn't make them one better than the other, doesn't make one different from the other. They are just a different breed, which is something people love when they're dealing with animals, but don't seem to love when they're dealing with their own people. You know, you can't see a person as different. You have to see a person and accept them because they're good and bad in everybody. I can tell whether somebody is good or bad, and that's how I react to people. But maybe I'm lucky. I was brought up when I was younger in a different country and a different language and everything else. So I didn't think about the difference, if you know what I mean. I accepted it because these are my friends, and it's never been a problem for me. But obviously it's a problem for some people, which I find so sad. So all I can say is very well done, Diane. That's a beautiful, thoughtful, clever, right, and thank you for sharing.
Absolutely. You know, I thought it was a wonderful write as well. Incredible piece. I really loved her introduction to the poem itself, that first stanza, because it kind of draws you in and says, yeah. And you look at it, you go, yeah, where is this going? But, you know, we all started out as a heartbeat. We inhaled the same air at birth. That gravity that you depend on holds me to the very same earth. You know, it's wonderful because right there she basically says, you know, we're all the same. We all start out the same. You know, so what's the problem? Something that needs to be said. And it needs to be said more and more and more and more. You know, because, I mean, eventually everybody's going to hear it instead of just going, yeah. And that gets frustrating. So wonderful job, Diana. Thank you. Thank you, as always, for putting that up for us this year. Okay, so let's see. Now, okay, I have another audio, believe it or not. They're everywhere. Hello, Harker Parker. And this one is by S. Sharp, called Cold Hearted. So let me bump it up. There you go.
Cold Hearted. We live next door, her a widow, me the same. Raised families together but separate for many years. Our kids played sports together, went to school together. Then her spouse died, so did mine. Now our kids were grown up and I was mowing the lawn when I noticed that her tree with my tree had grown over the years to create a beautiful heart. I pointed it out to her, told her that together we had one heart. She smiled, a nervous, crooked smile. The next day, a crew was out front cutting down her tree. Sawdust blew towards me as I stared in disbelief. When I asked her why she cut down her tree, she said, I couldn't have our heart hanging over my house. And she calmly turned and walked away.
Oh, my. Okay. Naomi, do you want to start us off on this one?
Yeah, this is wow. I just had a second there, you know, that's a powerful ending. But there are people like that, you know. And her spouse died. You know, he accepted it. He moved on, it seems. But she didn't. And, when he asked her why, she couldn't have our heart hanging over my house. And she calmly turned and walked away. So excellent write that captivated me entirely from the beginning to the end. A wonderful tale told here by Scott. Just amazing.
Absolutely. Good comment, Naomi. And Kate, how about you?
Well, that was a kick in the teeth. Unexpected. Yes. I mean, some people can actually do that kind of thing. They can actually say outright what they feel without caring if they hurt someone else. Well, I always try and sugarcoat things because I hate to hurt people. But wow, there's a power in that. There's an absolute power in being able to say exactly what you feel and then turn around and walk away. I bet you didn't have many friends, though. Wow. So there was a crew out cutting down a tree. Ah! He must have thought, what the heck did I say wrong? But yes, I think this is beautifully written and very sad. But keep away from the cold-hearted woman, S. Sharp. She's not nice.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I thought this was an excellent piece by Scott. I thought it was really well done. And the story was kind of surprising. You know, gosh, you know, we live next door. Her a widow, me the same. You know, raised family together, but separate for many years. You know, and all he did was make an innocent comment about the two trees out front. And, yeah, I don't know. Maybe she thought he was coming on to her. Who knows? You know, but I couldn't have our heart hanging over my head. Wow. Yeah, okay. No problem. Catch you later. Have a nice day. But I think that Scott did a nice job putting it together. And it was a great take on the prompt. If you hit the link at the bottom, it'll show you the image. And it was, there's the trees that had grown together in the shape of a heart from the cover of Bandicino's book. So pretty amazing. But yeah, I don't know if I would have thought to go that way, but I think you did a fabulous job. Absolutely. Okay. Wait, one more word. Because if I don't, I'll never remember to go back. Okay. Let me see. Now, if I go here. I'll tell you what. I have this. I'm going to read this one. If we don't have any sellers that have called in, I'll go ahead and read this one. My voice is not that deep, but we'll give it a whirl. Okay. This is called Circles by Average White Man. You, my love, you run circles around my heart. You chase down my dreams, leaving my life awash with color. You render me breathless, it seems, my heart running away, some distant enchanted corner, hemmed in by soothing words, soft sensual kisses, fingertips buzzing with the connection of two lost souls who were found, and forevermore belonging to each other. You are me and I am you, fused together, painted within the space, between eyes welling up and overflowing with the saltwater tears of never-ending love. End poem. Very nice. Naomi, you want to start us off on this?
Yeah, the blending of two souls here. Just amazing. You are me and I am you, fused together, painted within the space, between eyes welling up and overflowing with the salt water tear of never-ending love. That's just beautiful, you know, that ending. But all through, this is just, you know, amazing. So well-deserved gold on this. Bravo.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely agree with that. And Kate, how about you?
Oh, sorry.
No problem.
Oh, dear. I got up to get a drink of water, and now I've got myself tangled up. I'm all caught up in my wires. Oh, I managed to reach the unmute button, so we're okay. Dear. Yes. Oh, dear me. My life. Joke. It's a joke. Yes, I thought this was absolutely lovely, but between eyes welling up and overflowing with the saltwater tears of never-ending love. You're not average, Mr. White Man. There's nothing average about you. This is a beautiful poem. I love it. Really, really. You render me breathless, it seems, my heart running away to some distant enchanted corner, hemmed in by soothing words. Ah, beautiful. I really enjoyed it. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Yeah, I thought this was just a wonderful piece. Beautifully expressed. It was loving and tender. Wonderful lines throughout. And yeah, I have to agree with you guys. I love the ending of this really much. The beginning was good. The ending was great. The in-betweens were fabulous. So, I mean, really, there's just not a darn thing bad about it. I thought it was just really well done. So, yes. I'm in agreement. Yay, 59.
Hey.
There we go. Okay. Amen. For my next month, it's just I have no idea where I'm going. I think you read that one. Yes, you did. Okay, the next one I have I don't know what it is. I have to go and like kind of look a little bit. Cause I have audio that I don't think I have the right piece for that. Oh, I don't know. Okay. I'm going to try this audio and see if it matches this poem. And if it does not, then I'm going to ask you, Kate, if you would read it. But let's check it out and see if I have the right...
Okay. No problem.
I don't see one listed on the poem, but I have one in the video. So here we go. Let's see what happens. To be specific.
Psychedelic by Paola de Cabra.
What?
Sight of kaleidoscopic colours gave me a shock. For a minute I thought I was back at Woodstock. Is it the bonnet of Janis Joplin's psychedelic Porsche? Could be my t-shirt after me and my ex fought. More likely an image of my brain when I was young and wild, listened to Pink Floyd, Stones, etc. Yes, I was a rebel child. Rolling joints of nice Mary Jane, continuously taking a toke, eating some magic mushrooms and even snorting coke. Sleep all day and drink all night, at least till early morn. Too many shots mixed with drugs, spew up a technicolour yawn. Other times we would go to a disco, dance away our nights. Watched through bloodshot eyes, the flashing coloured lights. Parents kicked me out for being bone lazy. Tell the truth, I don't recall much. It's all a little hazy. Ban the bomb, we said. Make peace, not war. Never ever did understand what the fighting's for. Now I have grown up, at least to a certain extent, over here in Africa, helping and living in a tent. Given up the drugs and booze, no time for laughing. Whilst poor women and children are hungry and starving. Rich of the world don't care, what a terrible disgrace. Not a better sight in the world than the kids' smiling face. The women are so thankful to my friends and me. No matter their problems, they still dress amazingly. Dresses are so very colourful, opalescent, psychedelic and prismatic. Women so bright, brilliant and ablaze. Wonder why the world's so dramatic. Maybe I see things differently, a little bit strange, I guess. I know it's the world, not this picture, that is the real mess. End poem.
Kate, you want to start us off?
Wow, that was incredible. All from that picture, that was amazing. But we don't know what it is still, do we? He never told us. Oh, never mind. I'll get in touch with him. I thought this was very, very clever. Bringing in the bonnet of Janis Joplin's psychedelic Porsche could be my t-shirt after me and my ex fought. I thought it was very, very good. He obviously had a great time when he was a child. Good fun. It sounds like it was very good fun. But no, that's just a wonderful remembrance of what you were when you were younger and didn't have anything to think about or be responsible for, just everything that you could. And as a teenager, mostly you don't ever give anything back. Yeah, it's your due as far as you're concerned. But yes, we all grow up, unfortunately. Maybe not unfortunately, if you start to consider that you know, what you can do for people, which is obviously what's happened here. And that last stanza again, so good. Maybe I see things differently, a little bit strange, I guess. I know it's the world, not this picture, that is the real mess. And that's so true. So yeah, I thought it was wonderful. Thank you for sharing that with us.
Nice comment, too. And Naomi, how about you?
Yeah, I love the progression of the poem, you know, from, you know, when he was, you know, like a rebel, like he said, you know, back in the times of Woodstock and, you know, smoking pot and eating magic mushrooms, snorting coke. And then, you know, the progression of him growing up and then seeing the need in the world and going to Africa and helping out and, you know, seeing the change in him. But he doesn't change all that what he is because he still sees the opalescent and the psychedelic and prismatic in the colorful dresses that the women wear. And, you know, and I love that ending stanza. Maybe I see things differently, a little bit strange, I guess. I know it's the world, that not this picture, that is the real mess. So he brings it back. Brings everything back to the prompt in the end there. So a very, you know, clever write and, you know, amazing life story told here. So just amazing.
Absolutely. Yeah, I have to say, I thought that Poeta did a wonderful job with this, right? The reflection on that prompt. The prompt, at first you don't put it together, and then as you go forward with it, and it gets into all these different aspects, it becomes you become comfortable with what he's saying and why he's saying it. But then when you get to the end, it's like you said, Naomi, you get to the end, and it's like, mm-hmm. And that last stanza, maybe I see things differently, a little bit strange, I guess. I know it's the world, not this picture, that is the real mess. And it's true, because you look at the picture and it's like that kaleidoscope kind of tossed together colors. And, there's no definition to any specific image, which is very cool, don't get me wrong. But, you know, when you think about all the things he said in his poem, it definitely looks like a perfect image compared to all the rest of the things surrounding Poeta and his thoughts. Mm-hmm. Time. So I think it was just a great job. Sorry, I'm this. There we go. Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, that was another thing. Another good one. And I had the audio. I don't know where
well
I done. Got it from.
Well done.
But I had it. Again. Okay. And because I had that audio, Kate, I'm going to you read the next one for us.
Yes,
and
of course.
This is by Jack Blue.
Jack Blue. Oh. 1, 2, mm-hmm. Jack Blue. Ballad for Lucy Lilac. My favorite color, lilac. Tea blue knoll, Lucy wandered off the lights with her somber looking glass reflecting something violet like an ancient candle flame or a shiny stony bud. It stood afloat spontaneously with crazy fairies' silhouettes, storming it like questioning if it could really save them all from the deadly jamboree where no future rang a bit. Later on the frozen hill, Lucy looking up the night found a shape of joyful blue or actually a lilac tree, twinkling like the noble bud mirrored in her looking glass. The snowy sapphire nocturne resounded intermittently through the silent fairyland where all children had been off in quest of someone wonderful or the little prince of play. End poem.
Nice read. Okay, Naomi, what you got to say?
Yeah, well, I just loved, you know, Jack Blue and his writing, and he always takes us to these wonderful places, you know, of fairy tales and you know, kid play and you know, the it just transports us into a fairyland every time. It's just so well written. I love the use of color throughout, and the wording, and just a delightful write all the way through. Great word choice too throughout. So bravo, Jack Blue.
Nice comment, Mama. And Kate, how about you?
Well, I have to apologize, first of all, for stumbling over some of the words. I'm afraid it does happen occasionally, so I apologize for that. But still a beautiful write. I love, as you say, Naomi, the use of the color throughout it all just makes it something special. It makes it stand out like an ancient candle flame. Or a shiny, stony bud. That's wonderful. But yes, I enjoyed it all. I thought, so much to look at. And I'm reading it and thinking, well, I like that and I like that one. But yes, I have to say again, we have the last stanza. And as you know, last stanza, lass, loves it. The snowy sapphire nocturne resounded intermittently through the silent fairyland, where all children had been off in quest of someone wonderful. Or the little prince of play. Just a lovely ending to it too. Just brought it all together. So yes, thank you very much for that. I enjoyed it.
Thank you. Yeah, I said this is another fine tale told by Jack. Wonderful imagery and so very well expressed. It was nice work. You know, and I got this stanza. On the empty blue Noel, Lucy wandered off the light with her somber looking glass reflecting something violet like an ancient candle flame. Or shiny stony bud. Intriguing thoughts in those lines. You know, each one has just gives you a different visual. And I said it was nicely done. So good work, Jack, and thank you for sharing with us as always. Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay. Where am I going now? Well, this brings me to a piece by someone that we know. There you go. Just kidding. I'll be good. Okay. This piece also has an audio, and this is called Temptation by Weaver of Dreams.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
I can tame your inner wolf. I'll pacify your rampant it. Drop the facade you wear. Be the man you want to be. Seduction will satisfy the hunger you've kept hidden. You're in my hands. Let me use my body to set you free. Come with me to a place that's secluded and quiet. Silvery moonlight will bathe us in a flattering glow. My gentle hands will spread fragrant oils to arouse. When I feel your body respond, I'll drop the pace to slow. Pleasure is the precious element I give. Nothing is rushed. I draw it out to the point where it becomes almost too much. When your muscles are quivering with the need for release, only then will my soft, pliant body move open to your touch. Well, my untamable wolf, did my prediction come true? Is it in balance with ego? And does superego agree? Take a deep breath. Inhale my essence, and remember, my lips, tongue, and supple hands are yours. So call me.
Woohoo! Well, Miss Weaver.
Oh la la.
Oh, oh my goodness. In my defense, I have to say this was actually written for a contest, and I picked there, and I was told to write a poem to seduce another member of the group, hence the salaciousness, which I apologize for now.
Honey, there's no reason to apologize. It was a great piece and really well done. Naomi, would you like to kick us off?
Yeah, there's so much I love about this piece. You know, just from the start, I can tame your inner wolf. I'll pacify your rampant eyed. Drop the facade you wear. Be the man you want to be. Seduction will satisfy the hunger you've kept hidden. You're in my hands. Let me use my body to set you free. You know, you set the whole pace there in this whole situation right in that first stanza. You're in command. And you're going to seduce him right down to his tippy toes. And, you know, just a great, great, you know, I love this all the way through. When your muscles are quivering with the need for release, only then will my soft, pliant body move open to your touch. So, yeah, you're going to tame this bad, bad wolf. Very good. Great, right, Kate?
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Very
I thought it was a wonderful write. A wonderful write. Very, very well put together, Kate. Very sensual, very nicely done. Yeah, I had to look twice because I had used that same image for a prompt for a contest. Oh, my God, moons ago. And I'm like, I don't remember Kate being that kind. And then I looked and I saw you had written for a different contest for a different group, and I was going, okay. Because I just thought it was fun because I'm like, yes, yes, yes. And I used the image in, what's the word I want? I used it with a Pablo Neruda quote. And
right.
So I went, oh. And I went, yeah, you know, and I was looking for seductive right then, too, so. Yeah, it was really well done. I really enjoyed it. So nice work.
Thank
absolutely.
You. I think the picture
had,
was absolutely beautiful.
Something about that image I just thought was great.
Mm-hmm.
The Naruto quote was something about, you know, I'll have to look it up because I don't want to misquote it. But I did have to say, I grabbed this stanza. Come with me to a place that's secluded and quiet. Silvery moonlight will bathe us in their flattering glow. My gentle hands will spread fragrant oils to arouse. When I feel your body respond, I'll drop the pace to slow. But what a tease she is. No, great job. Really, really well done. Oh, no, it was awesome. So, and I much enjoyed it. Yes.
We're in a contest by Jessica, and I so miss her.
I know. I just realized that when I looked. Yeah. Oh dear.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a very sad.
Mm-hmm.
You know. You have to wonder sometimes, don't you? Like,
always.
Yeah. You go walk. Yeah. But one good thing is there's no more pain and no more struggle for her.
No,
that's
it. I'm sure she has some really.
She was so brave.
She very rough days. So she didn't show up. Yeah. She was something else. So, miss your girlfriend. And I'm glad we had the time, you know, before. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Okay. Naomi, I'm going to give you the next piece to read.
Okay.
This is by Passion's Promise.
Okay.
Ready.
Frank is on the board. Hi, Frank. Right in time for the hot poetry. He always seems to turn up for right in that specific time. Passion springs up. Oh, how breathtaking the heartbeats that spill off my hurt tongue. Not the mere attire that covers that of a history of bearings and the profound whispers of it all. Beauty unravels beyond the flesh upon primrose lips by that of open palms exposing the promise of heart and soul. Oh, sweetheart, looks, locks of blonde that spiral over that of roll of shoulders where no one ruins the reins of how beautiful one is within. Oh, my sweet discoloration from past readings and that of primal fear in which we ourselves judge harshly, but it's a story written in plain English from horror to peace. Oh, come rest upon me gently. Let my fingertips cross the tears of history where I learn the beauty of your sweet existence, as lips sample your words off your soul. The beauty is in which sets me on fire. I need not perfection. I need not a model to excite me. What's whispered between nail etchings and caresses? It is you, O gracious lover, that pulls the ropes to this puppet. End poem.
Nice. Nice, Naomi. Kate, you want to start us off?
Yes, of course. This is just so... Well, it's a promise of passion, isn't it? Which is incredibly clever play on words. Yes, I thought this was... and you read it beautifully, Naomi. You gave it all the sensuality it needed. Very well done. And you're just reading through and you think, oh, I wish somebody would write something like that for me, because I just think this is such an ode to somebody that he loves so much. I'm sorry, I'm reading, I do apologize. I get lost in it sometimes. But yeah, then you have that last two lines which bring everything together for us. It is you, O gracious lover, that pulls the ropes to this puppet. So yes, I enjoyed it. Every stanza had something beautiful in it. I love that spiral. You did that so well, Naomi. I was trying to figure out what that was as you were reading it. I'm going, smithing you. So yes, beautifully, beautifully read and beautifully written. Passion's Promise, I really enjoyed it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Now I have to dance around a little bit. Pause. The hour is getting late, and I have some folks getting in the room. Let me see what I have here. Let me grab this one. And this is Bob, Selena, and Jeff. Do I have an audience? Oh, hang on. This one's got to be put on hold for a second now. Okay, I'll tell you what. Oh, hang on. I'm having a moment here. Maybe two. I'm thinking about this. Wow. Okay, I'm going to put the next piece up. And if you would be so kind as to read this for me, Kate.
Of course.
I have to go and load up if it's Selena's audio.
Doesn't
so have sound class? This is for Frank that I'm going to have Kate read. And I'm going to take care of Selena's now.
Okay.
Thank you, my dear. Here we are, Love and Lust. Oscar Wilde. Love is the most beautiful thing in this life, and lust is merely the most desirable fantasy explored. One does not negate the other, nor does one have to be morally wicked. Love and lust feed each other like a spoon of sugar. Love is the bloom with its gentle petals, and lust its sweet nectar. The aroma of love is perfumed, and the taste of love is infused with passion. A lover knows the expression of love and the pleasures of lust, for it is no sin to love, nor to eat from the forbidden fruit of lust. Love is an art in itself, and lust is a journey of endless rapture. Whether abstract or not, each is the uninhibited tincture of a masterpiece. What we feel, what we experience, is more than a capricious thought or a profound emotion. Love and lust are the embodiment of our human nature. Who am I, you might inquire? I am only the inquisitive artist that paints this fascinating painting with his shades and palette. Some love too little, some too long, some sell and others buy. Some do the deed with many tears, and some without a sigh of regret. Each man shall die one day, his love shall turn to thorns, and his lust to a poison that consumes him. In the end, all but lust is turned to the specks of dust, and of love its petals shall blossom anew. End poem.
Excellent read, too. Excellent read. And Naomi, would you like to start us off?
Yeah, you know, he speaks in the true words of Oscar Wilde here, you know, which, you know, was known for his, yeah, his kind of life. And I think is, you know, the first like a gay relationship and multiple relationships, I think. And, you know, love is the bloom with its gentle petals and lust its sweet nectar. The aroma of love is perfumed and the taste of lust is infused with passion. You know, just beautifully written all the way through. Great food for thought, you know. It's not because you love that you don't need to have that lust there. You know, lust is not an evil thing. It goes along with love. And, you know, you have love and you have lust, and you can have both love and lust. And they are, like Frank put in his poem, the embodiment of human nature. And, you know, I just love when he says, I am only the inquisitive artist that paints this fascinating painting with his shades and palette. You know, the great, great wording in that stanza there. But all throughout, you know, he really attacks the question of love and lust in this poem. So beautifully written, very well done. Bravo, Frank.
Nice comment, Anna. Nice comment. And Kate, how about you?
Well, I think you could tell how much I enjoyed reading that. It just flowed so beautifully. His word choices are incredible. I could hear him talking as I was reading it. I could hear him reading it as I read it in my head, you know. So I'm sorry I didn't do him justice, but I just thought, oh, just absolutely wonderful. I mean, you've got stanzas like, love is the bloom with its gentle petals and lust its sweet nectar. I just think his work is so good. And of course, I adore the work of Oscar Wilde. I mean, I really do. That I actually entered a poem on Oscar Wilde in a contest, and I really enjoyed doing it because the man just fascinates me. His plays are just incredible. You'd like to sit at the feet of a man like that and learn, I think. So yes, as usual, beautifully done, and thank you so much for sharing that with us.
Great comment, Dave. Great comment. Frank, I said this was just a wonderful write. Great imagery throughout. Sentiments were well expressed. Just really well done. I just grabbed the last two couplets. I could have grabbed any two couplets and it would have been just fine. But each man shall die one day. His love shall turn to thorns and his lust to a poison that consumes him. In the end, all but lust is turned into the specks of dust and of love. Beautiful, beautiful work. Great words, great thoughts. I love the SoundCloud, too. That's Diane. Kate, you did a fabulous job reading that. Trust me.
Thank you.
Nothing with Frank because I can. Okay. Awesome work. Now, the next piece I'm going to put up is by Stelina. And it's called Fleabay. I think it's Fleabay. I don't know how to pronounce it. So she gives me things I can't pronounce, too. It's terrible. Anyway. It's up, and I'm going to hit that button now. So here we go.
Fleabag.
mystical lady of the forest, shape-shifting goddess, captivating comely nymph of the Tuatha De Danann. Her magic overflows upon parched, infertile earth, where once babbling streams gurgled and ran. Fliash Falchain, the most graceful of the fairy realms, Earth Mother casting her succulent seed upon the land, enriching loamy soil and barren acres with her sacred kiss, ripening crops in abundance with her gracious hand. Riding her charmed chariot through glades and glens, sweeping through verdant valleys with her beloved cattle, and the magical maw with never-ending milk flowing, she cast a geish on her lover to slay her husband in battle. Rampant and insatiable in libidinous appetite she drinks, filling lusty loins with wild abandon from her sexual flare. Feral and free she dances through the ferns and fields, while quenching dewdrops fall from her sun-kissed hair.
Excellent piece, Diana. Really well done. And Kate, would you like to start us off on this one?
Oh, yes, of course. Happy to. First of all, beautifully read. I do love the way she works on her sound clouds, so they have something special. Selena, that was absolutely lovely. Anything about fairies, to me, is just wonderful and magical anyway. But this, and you know, you get to hear the story, and you get to understand what exactly is going on, which I love as well. I love to be taught things whilst I'm reading. It's always very good. But yes, this was very beautifully done, very deep and interesting to me as well. But I love that, again, last stanza, rampant and insatiable in libidinous appetite she drinks, filling lusty loins with wild abandon from her sexual flair. Feral and free she dances through the ferns and fields, while quenching dewdrops fall from her sun-kissed hair. Lovely. Yes, beautiful. Thank you, Stelina. I loved it.
Nice comment. And Naomi, how about you?
Yeah, this is just amazing. You know, wow, she brought this character right to life, you know, right under our eyes. And I agree with Kate, you know, so captivating, the tale told here. She really drew us in to this realm, this magical realm that she created, and this amazing personage or character, like you say in English, I guess. And, you know, the Earth Mother casting her succulent seed upon the land, enriching loamy soil and barren acres with her sacred kiss, ripening crops in abundance with her gracious hand. But I also like the part, you know, where she cast the guise on her lover to slay her husband in battle. I wonder how that turned out. I want the rest of the story. Did he kill him? Or what happened there? What happened, Selena? You have to tell us. You have to do a chapter two of this. And just amazing. So captivating. Bravo.
Great comment.
You have on the board?
I thought this was a wonderful tale told by Selena. Great imagery. I love the characters she created and the stories she told over here. Just excellent work. And I really enjoyed it. I went to grab the stanza, and I'm like, okay. I was going to grab the first stanza, and I was like, yeah, okay. And then I looked at the second stanza, and I'm like, yeah, I could grab that one. And I looked at the bottom one, and I'm like, yeah, I could grab the last one. So, Selena, they're all good. Which one should I pick? I could go any, meeny, miny, moe. But they all really are well done. They all have wonderful components to them, and I think you did excellent work. So I'm not going to pick one, only because, well, that would be showing favoritism to one or the other, and I don't want to do that because I did like them all. So let's see now. The butt's still in my face on the screen. I think I have to get past that. Oh, he did kill him.
Yeah. Story. He did kill him.
Oh. Oh. Wow. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, it's amazing. Actually a real legend from Ireland, she wrote. Wow. Okay.
Okay, let me think now. I'm going back up to the carry-all over. Let's see what I got. Okay, we all got to put on our deep voices for these. Selena read that one. Who read the one before Selena? Naomi, you did, right? Okay.
Pardon me?
No, you read right before I played Selena. That's what I was trying to figure out. Okay, Kate, I'm going to put this one up for you to read. Yeah, and this is by S. Sharp, so whenever you're ready, Kate. Uh-oh. Kate, you still there,
no,
girl?
Sorry.
Are you
I'm
on
so
mute?
Sorry. I was okay. On mute. That's the first time I've done it tonight, and you missed my deep voice. You're going to be so sorry. It was so good. You would have fancied me. It was so good.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, be serious, woman. What are you doing? Okay, infrared. Infrared. If your eyes could see me in infrared, my mind would be all aglow. My lips would appear burning in reds and oranges. My skin a cool blue bastion of sensuality, awaiting your touch. You would see me glow in the pitch black of anticipation, silent excitement, warmed by your approach. End poem.
Great read, Kate. Great read. Naomi, you want to start us off?
Yeah, there's so much passion in this short write by Scott. You know, and great use of color too. I just love the way he used the red and the oranges and the blue. But you know what really caught me was that last stanza. You would see me glow in the pitch black of anticipation, silent excitement, warmed by your approach. Very passionate, right? And so well written throughout. So bravo, Scott. Amazing, right?
Mm-hmm. I agree. And Kate, how about you, girlfriend?
Oh, yes. What a fabulous idea for a start. I mean, that's inspired to have people enter the world of infrared. You're telling them what they expect to see, which is great. So they're going to enjoy it with you. And not wonder, you know, what exactly does all this mean? But you have this, my lips would appear burning in reds and oranges. My skin, a cool blue bastion of sensuality, awaiting your touch. Ah. So, yes, we have love in infrared. And I thought it was beautifully written. And like you, that last stanza I thought was wonderful too. So I won't repeat it, but it was wonderful. So thank you so much. What a clever idea. Thank you for sharing.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Excuse me. I thought this was an excellent piece by Scott. Beautiful work. Excellent use of color throughout. And I thought it was very well done. I grabbed his center stanza here. My lips would appear burning in reds and oranges. My skin a cool blue, bastion of sensuality, awaiting your touch. That's a great job. Just a great job. Wonderful brevity. And yes, and that was a carryover from last Wednesday, the day before yesterday. And
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I thought you did a fabulous job with this. So thanks, Scott. Great work. Okay. the mail. Where am I going? I don't know. That's a good question. The next piece I'm going to have is for you, Naomi, to read. And this one is called With You in the Dark, a swan song. That's what it is. So whenever you're ready.
One of my favorite writers. Just swan song, With You in the Dark. And he, okay, I thought he won front page pick with this, but I guess was another one. I lay here with you in the dark. Your back is turned and my lips draw tiny bruises across your supple skin. My right hand cups soft breast, with index finger gently drawing circles around your areola and erect nibble. You tremble in dreams as fingers trace the contours of your hips and thighs. I watch the steady cadence of your breath, the soft aroma of your body lifts, and I take you in with each breath deeply into my body. All is silent except the ticking of the clock on the wall. Faint light of dawn lingers through the curtains. In your half sleep, you take my hand and shift closer to me. When that is not enough, you turn to me and open like a flower to invite me into a morning of love and poem.
Wonderful, Naomi. Great job. And Scott, what a wonderful piece. Kate, do you want to start us off on this?
Yes, it was and is a wonderful, wonderful poem. It starts off as you would expect it. You're in the dark. Your back is turned. And you're thinking, oh, maybe things are not going as well as they should. But no, everything is absolutely wonderful. And with gentleness and care, this lady is wakened. I think it's beautifully, beautifully descriptive. And you could actually, as you're reading it, you can actually see it and feel it as well, I imagine, if you were that way inclined. But I thought it was just a lovely way to start your day. I was just in awe of the way it was done so beautifully and gently. And, you know, you were led through the whole process of what was happening. And you were hoping everything was absolutely wonderful, and it is. So I really enjoyed that. It was very good. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Fabulous comment. And Naomi, how about you?
Yeah, you know, this is full of, you know, subtle sensuality all through. And, you know, it just shows the, you know, the love that, you know, a partner has for each other, you know, and I think in a deep and long-lasting relationship, where they've come to know each other, you know, just lying there in the dark together and, you know, making love at dawn in the morning, in morning of love, you know, just shows the love. Yeah, like I said, you know, the love between a couple that has grown to over time. So very well done by Swan Song here. Bravo.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Jeff, I have to say, this was a fabulous write by you. It's one of the few times I've seen you write where you weren't speaking as nature. You were, but not quite the way I'm used to. I think this is just incredible. Your imagery throughout was wonderful. It was so sensual and so just well done. It was tastefully done. I just said the last two stanzas I thought were just wonderful. You know, I watch the steady cadence of your breath, the soft aroma of your body lifts, and I take you in with each breath deeply into my body. And then the rest from there down, I just thought this was just incredible. So excellent job. And thanks for sharing with us all. Yes. Wonderful. Wonderful. Poetic Picasso is in the dark. Did anyone see that? That's the one. And he says he's in the dark. I've been in the dark many times in my life. I'm just not sure if he means that the light's off or just out of touch.
I like the dark.
Okay, now the next piece I put up is by Papa Mama Jama. And I'm going to give it a read. It's called Barking Dog. The scent of musk oil is the clothes she wears. Water, finger, silken strings, two beans cling to her statuesque temple, glistening, honeying, copper areolas. Steam as cascades like incense, hallowing her silhouette. My body is a moth to the flame, beholding a goddess's garden. Blooming roses, pink chrysanthemums, manna. And if I wore a reasonable man's shirt, I would bend knee and leave her to the watch, or kiss the colors decorating her toes. But as she steps out of the shower, dripping the fragrance of fresh lemon, twisting her, come hither mouth to the swell of my kissing, hullabaloo. The urge for something sweet intoxicates me so, quicksilvering my pulsing blood to boil, and the wildling dog comes out for sugar with wet, wagging tongue, season melts in the misty air, and color. Great job, Papa Mama Jump. Naomi, do you want to start us off?
Yeah, there's something just so sinful in his writes. You know, and he doesn't write every time, but when he does, ooh la la. You know, there's just something so sultry and, you know, powerfully passionate. And, you know, like I said, you know, downright sinful in his writing. It just, you know, it just gets you right down to the shivers. I just love, you know, as she steps out of the shower, dripping the fragrance of fresh lemons. You know, that's such a beautiful stanza there. And, you know, the blooming roses, pink chrysanthemums, manna. That is beautiful too. But, you know, all the way through, just his use of how he arouses our senses throughout this poem is just amazing. So bravo, Papa Mama Jama.
Nice. And Kate, how about you?
Oh, sensual or what? And nothing, you know, nothing intrusive. It's so delicately done. Metaphors are wonderful, takes you along with it. But some beings cling to her statuesque temple, glistening honey and copper. I can't say that word. Aureoles. Steam cascades like incense, hallowing her silhouette. Ah, beautiful. And it just builds and builds. You feel the passion.
Mm-hmm.
You feel how much this person cares, right down to the colors decorating her toes. When not many men would even notice that, to be honest, would they?
Mm-hmm.
That's just the measure of the man, presumably. So I just thought it was wonderful. Wonderful. Quicksilvering my pulsing blood to boil, and the wilding dog comes out. Oh, woof, woof. Beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing, Mama Papa Jama. Love your handle. Love your name. Thank you.
And we even got a woof woof out of we. Woof.
You didn't know I could speak foreign languages.
Yeah, see this? We learn everything every day. We went from your male voice to now you're barking like a dog. It's amazing.
I sure am, baby. Sure am. I can do that accent wonderfully. I don't even know where it comes from, but I love it. So good.
Oh, my God. Yes. Okay. Well, I thought this was a great rate, Papa Mama Jama. Sexy, to say the least. Wonderful imagery and very well done. You know, I grab the fans up, but as she steps out of the shower, dripping the fragrance of fresh lemon, twisting her cum of her mouth to the swell of my quivering hullabaloo, the urge for something sweet intoxicates me, so quick silvering my pulsing blood to boil, and the wildling dog comes out for sugar, with wet wagging tongue, reason melts in misty air. You know, I just thought that was just a wonderful section there. You know, and it tied it up so wonderfully. So excellent job, and thank you for sharing. Yes. Well, ladies, I think we can squeeze one more. Let me see what one we have. Maybe we can do two. Let's have a little bit. Yes, maybe. Okay. Kate, I'm going to put this one up for you. Only because I'm not exactly sure who I'm sure to come to. So here we go. This is by Teresa Streschenkopf.
Okay, got it. Just one look. No words need spoken, just with a glance. My heart begins to flutter. My heart begins to dance. Body temperature rising, caressing my soul. With the rarity in your eyes, a stare so naked, I begin to become confused. Infused at the very sight of a blink, I cannot look away. I cannot think. Lavish my mind with that one certain look. You've baited me now. I am caught with your hook. For my innocence now, you have just took. End poem.
Nice job, Pete. Nice job. Naomi, you want to start us off?
Whoops, sorry. I'm on the half mute. I love this all through. You know, I love the rhythm, the rhyme of it, the way it just flows. And that, you know, that was an amazing, amazing read, by the way, Kate, there, this poem. Body temperature rising, caressing my soul with the rarity in your eyes, a stare so naked, I begin to become confused. You know, I just love that, a stare so naked. Just amazing, right, by Teresa here all through. Bravo. Thank you so much for writing, sharing.
Nice comment, Annie. And Kate, how about you?
Yes, a beautiful, beautiful poem to read as well. The cadence was there. It moved so beautifully. I just love that. No words need spoken, just with a glance. My heart begins to flutter. My heart begins to dance. I thought that was lovely. But, oh, what about? Mm-hmm. I infused at the very sight of a blink. Ah! I cannot look away. I cannot think. Yes, I think this is a very clever, very deep, very... sensual, right? And I enjoyed reading it. So thank you so much, Teresa, for sharing.
Absolutely. I thought this was she did a great job here with this piece. I'm not sure what, I tried to look and see if I could find the prompt that she wrote to, but I couldn't do that. So it was just a nice piece on its own. And I kind of wish I could see it, but it was well done. And I thought, I liked the first stanza. No words need spoken, just with a glance. My heart begins to flutter. My heart begins to dance. Body temperature rising, caressing my soul. With the rarity in your eyes, a stare so naked, I begin to become confused. It kind of leads you into that next step. The first stanza rhymed beautifully. And the second one, it spoke with intent. It was taking you somewhere. So there was no rhyme and meter in it. It was taking you in a direction, and that's the way I felt about it. So nicely done, Teresa, and thank you so much for sharing. It was a great light. And then for the last one, Naomi, I'm going to ask you to read this one. I know it's a short one. So, put it up. This is by Lori West. The Lovely Bird. Naomi.
Oh, yes, I was on mute. Sorry. Lovely bird. You told me to fly like a bird in love as my wings spread wide. Open, I love you so sometimes. I fly so high, this little bird and me. And
that is all from this one?
Yes, of course. Lovely bird. Yes, beautiful brevity. Oh, anything to do with flying just takes you, doesn't it? Takes you with them. Love as my wings spread wide. I think so much, again, in so few words, and it's all there. It's someone's love and the fact that that love makes them want to fly and makes them feel light and happy. Oh, to have a love like that would be so good, wouldn't it? So, yes, I thought it was beautifully done. Thank you.
Great comment, Kate. And Naomi, you want to comment next?
Yeah, you know, this is a tender, beautiful brevity, and I think Kate summed it up, you know, the lightness that you feel when you're so in love, you know, you just feel like you're flying with your wings spread wide. So I think she captured that emotion so beautifully in this poem. So bravo, excellent right here.
Nice comment, Naomi. I think that this is great, Lori, and thank you for sharing with us all. You know, it's a wonderful brevity. You know, you told me to fly like a bird in love as my wings spread wide. Open, I love you so sometimes. I fly so high, this little bird in me. It's interesting. It definitely has a voice of its own, and her thoughts very different in this. But, you know, there is a certain freedom to spreading your wings and flying, to be to just be that free and to just soar. And I think that that's a wonderful feeling. So, you know, your heart must be light in order to do that, in my mind. So wonderful job, Lori, and thank you so much for sharing with us. And thanks, Naomi, for giving us your carryovers for tonight.
Thank you.
I think we got them all done.
Welcome. Super.
Well done, ladies. Four carryovers for next week, and one is Jack Tomczyk, one is Diane D, one is Dan Buccino, and one is Damn It Dave. And next week I get to go, Damn It Dave. Can't do it this week. It was a great night of poetry, and I appreciate everyone, you guys for calling in and sharing with us your voice and your comments. And I want to thank everyone who gave poetry for tonight's show. Wonderful, wonderful contributions and great carryovers. And I hope everyone has a wonderful weekend. And I will see you, well, if I don't see you before, I'll see you, I'll see you Sunday. So you'll be in touch. Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
Enjoy.
Good night.
Okay, guys.
Good night, Kate. Good night, Bill.
Thank you, ladies. Thanks, everybody.
No problem.
Good night.
I enjoyed myself very much tonight. Thank you both. Good night.
I'm glad. Thank you, honey. Bye-bye.